A TikToker claims she was offered $200,000 for her six-month-old Doberman puppy and that she turned it down. Hot Wings, I'm going to ask him anyways. Hot Wings, would you sell your cat Bob for $200,000?
Why are you even acting like you're thinking?
It feels like if I said, Hot Wings, would you pay $1,000 to give him away to a good home? You'd say yes to that.
As long as it wasn't to a guy named Joseph Mengele Jr. or something. As long as I knew it was going to a good home, it was just like an insanely idiotic rich couple or something that they're like, my daughter loves cats and yours is the best. It's $200,000. I will. Good home? You bet. Sure.
Steve, would you sell Toby for $200,000?
200 grand? Yeah.
You would?
I think so.
It's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make me feel bad.
It'd be horrible.
For a little bit.
There's so many great dogs, though. You know, surely you'd find another one for cheap.
Let's make the assumption you're not selling him to be a target dog in a dog fighting ring. He's going to a good home.
Right. I mean, you got to know that.
Yeah, if I know he's going to a good home. I mean, there was a time when we nearly surrendered Toby.
This is great then.
Yeah. He was giving us some problems and it was a little dangerous around the house, especially with young kids. And we almost
for 200 grand,
200 grand. I think it would probably be better off for him too.
Maitland, you have a pet?
Nope.
Would you sell your roommate's cat for $55?
55?
Yeah. You're not going to get 200 grand for something that's not yours.
No.
Would you sell it for $2,000, but you can't tell her where it went? She has to think it's lost forever.
Oh my God, no.
$200,000, and the cat's gone. She just thinks that she left the window open.
I think in that case, maybe I would, but then I would also split the money with her.
And she wouldn't be a little curious how you suddenly became flush with $100,000 cash?
You got money to give her?
Yeah, I'd be like, I just found it.
I started doing OnlyFans.
But honestly,
on the subway.
But honestly, don't you think if you sold her cat for $200,000 and said, I have bad news, I sold your cat. Good news, it was for $200,000. So here's your money. Well, I'd say $100,000 and then keep the other half and not tell her that you were keeping half. But if you said, I sold your cat for $100,000, do you think she'd be real mad at you or not at all?
I think she would be more mad at me if I didn't give her a little of the money.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't just sell it and not give her some. It's hers.
What if you just never told her?
Oh, man. The guilt would eat me alive.
That's dirty pool.
But telling her, so you would do what Hot Wings said, give her half the money and tell her that was all of it? Because that's also lying.
That would make me feel a little bit. She's still getting something.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know.
She's got $50,000 more than she had.
Nobody needs to know. She's not looking at your student loan debt payments every month or whatever. You know, she had no idea where that money's going or that you even have it.
Plus, I'd use that money to buy a house that she'd also probably live with me in. So,
sounds to me like you're really trending towards selling her cat. If anybody wants to buy Maitland's roommate's cat for $200,000, I believe we've worked out the financials on it. Maitland will put that money towards a down payment, only to good homes. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah. I think selling someone else's pet in your family or in your friend group is significantly more difficult.
A little more hard.
First of all, they're all silly. No one's really offered this lady 200 grand for a Doberman puppy. Doberman puppies are way more expensive than I thought.
Yeah. Let's just be clear, though. For like 150, if it's a good home, I'll do it. I'll undercut 200,000. I'll do it for 150.
What's the cheapest you'd sell your cat if you knew it was going to a good home with little kids who were happy?
Steve,
you think Hot Wings would sell his cat for $500?
No.
If somebody stopped and said, my little boy's cat looked just like that. And it went missing about 6 months ago. Would you take 500?
I don't think he'd do 500.
No.
But I bet he'd do 5,000.
I wouldn't. I would.
I was going to say, I don't.
If the rest of that scenario was still there, if it was like a super kind family and sweethearted little Caleb and his backwards baseball cap.
If they offered Hot Wings $500, she wouldn't hear the answer yes. She would hear her car door slam with cat paws going on the side of the glass.
Like, I'll throw in the cat carrier.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's right by the door with all his other stuff because you're just ready to get rid of him.
Yeah, 5 grand. Yeah, 500, no.
What about you, Freebeer? You're a notorious dog person.
I'd give up one of them. I get to pick, though.
For 200 grand?
Yeah.
What's the least? Which dog is your favorite?
Who's the most annoying that day?
No. Well, which dog is your favorite?
It really would vary day to day.
overall, who can you rank as being like the most dependable one that's going to be cheer you up or going to be super playful?
I think I'd have to draw out of a hat because it would make it makes me feel in a hypothetical situation. It's making me feel tortured and bad on the inside to think about which one I would give away.
Okay, so now for on another 100,000, you have to throw in one of your kids.
I still get to pick that one?
Yeah.
That's easy, right?
Can it just be how I'm feeling that day? Because depending on the day, it's a different dog and a different kid.
Maybe.
I wouldn't give any of them away. Maybe the dog for 100, 200 grand. Kids, you're going to have to go higher. Just kidding. Not selling any children.
No.
It's against the law.
Not
the best
for that
I know.
Price.